Given the number of funerals it protests and the headlines it draws, you might think Westboro Baptist Church is an enormous enterprise. But the church only claims about 100 members. Almost all of them come from the family of Fred Phelps. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty has this profile of Westboro Baptist and what motivates its members.
They've been called the most hated family in America. The Phelps clan and Westboro Baptist Church first gained notoriety in 1998 when they picketed the funeral of Matthew Shepard, who was murdered because he was gay. Since then, the members have protested at funerals of public figures like Elizabeth Edwards, children killed in bus accidents, and soldiers killed in war. Shirley Phelps Roper, the church spokeswoman, says the members want God to punish Americans for tolerating homosexuality. They picket funerals to make people angry, she says. They want people to reject God and be condemned to hell.
Our job is laid out. We are supposed to blind their eyes, stop up their ears, and harden their hearts so that they cannot see, hear, or understand and be converted and receive salvation.
Westboro's extreme theology sets it apart from any other church, says Mark Potok at the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Westboro Baptist Church is an organization that essentially has no friends whatsoever on the far right, the far left, or any place in between.
The Phelpses and their church are isolated in more ways than one. Few news organizations have profiled them. One journalist who did is Bill Sherman, the religion writer for the Tulsa World. He visited them in their compound in an upscale neighborhood of Topeka. He found them polite, normal people, a model of success.
They're college-educated, they're well-spoken. The daughter herself argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. They're not what I expected.
Four of Fred Phelps's 13 children are estranged from the family. Most of the rest live in Topeka and practice law.
They have a very well-respected law firm, and people in town said, well, you know, we don't like them, but if we want to win a case, we'll go to them.
Shirley Phelps Roper says their booming employment and family law practice pays the bills for their travels across the country to publicly shout their anti-gay message. They travel in vans to keep down the costs, which can add up to $200,000 a year. Do they have secret contributors? Phelps Roper is adamant they do not.
We all work, and we all pay our own way. We don't ask for anything from anyone, and we don't take anything from anyone.
The protests are in themselves a source of some income, according to Mark Potok. Over the years, the Phelpses have filed lawsuits against communities that try to stop them from demonstrating.
And as a general matter, they have won. They know their First Amendment rights very well, and they've been very good at defending them.
When they win, they often receive tens of thousands of dollars in court fees, and their winning streak is likely to continue now that the Supreme Court has decided that Westboro's right to free speech trumps the right of families to bury their loved ones undisturbed. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.